Good morning again. So, will you pray with me? Loving God, please be with us today so that whatever happens to be prepared or unprepared and comes from my mouth is what folks need to hear today. Please be with me as I do my best to speak the words that are needed today and that come from you. We pray this in all of your names. Amen. Thank you. So this week, oh, I forgot my book. Dean, could you bring me my book, please? So this week, I read this chapter in The Redemption of Scrooge by Matt, thank you, by Matt Rowell. And I just was blown away by this chapter 2. So if you would like to read it for yourself, because there's no way I could talk about everything that's in here, I have books available for you. If you would like to talk about the ghost of Christmas past and what that might mean to you, please join a small group because we have 3 available throughout the week. And I just had so much to say, and I knew that it was a communion Sunday, so I couldn't say it all. So I just want all of you to know that there's really great things talked about in this book about our past and how it affects our future and how it affects hope. So here's the bottom line. We all have memories. We all have a past that define us. Some change us for the negative in a negative way, and some change us in a positive way. And some remind us of who we used to be, like what happened to Scrooge. He wasn't always cold-hearted, grumpy, and greedy, although in his childhood he sometimes felt lonely. At other times in his life, he was happy, he fell in love, and he was even engaged to be married. Do our memories remind us of who we are or who we once were? As we reflect, let's think about our memory of the nativity, of the Christmas story. Oh, I forgot to do my thing. I forgot to hit my... So what's your story? Of the nativity. The Christmas story. While reading The Redemption of Scrooge, it struck me. I always knew that Jesus was born a baby, but I didn't think about it. He's a baby. And so even though many thought the Messiah would come in this grandiose way, he was a baby that needed care. He was vulnerable. God sent Jesus to us in such a vulnerable state. And he had parents. I don't know about any of you out there. I'm sure you were perfect parents, even with your first child. You never made any mistakes. But I wonder, did Joseph and Mary maybe do some things that were not perfect in Jesus' childhood? I know one story is that he was forgotten for 24 hours for a whole day, and they said, wait a minute, we left Jesus back behind, we gotta go get him. Not only did the Messiah arrive in a way that we never expected, he was dependent on these people, on these parents, on human beings. Christmas reveals that God trusted humanity more than humanity has ever trusted itself. So some of our memories are very happy. Today when the bells rang, I was struck. I knew what they were going to play, but I didn't connect it. That is what my grandparents' grandfather clock rang every hour. And so that memory was so sweet to me to hear that the bells toll as my grandparents' grandfather clock. And that's a happy memory, but not all of our memories are happy. And not all of the memories from the nativity story are happy. I'm sure traveling to Bethlehem on a donkey, 9 months pregnant, was not a happy memory. And then there was no room at the inn. I'm sure that was not a happy memory, that, oh, we have to change our plans. We need to be in the stable. But then there was that happy memory of the baby's birth, of Jesus' birth. Not only was he a baby, how exciting to have a baby, but he was the Messiah. What a great memory. And Scrooge had some memories that really made him cry. As I said, he was engaged to be married. And as he became more and more cold-hearted, he pushed her away. And she eventually broke it off, as our dramatist said today. We all have unhappy memories. Maybe even unhappy memories that have shaped us. Christ died and was raised not to prevent us from grieving, but so that our brokenness would be redeemed, our faults would not define us, and our sadness would not be the end of the story. Scrooge was forced to reflect on his past because the ghost of Christmas past visited him. Advent is a time when we all can reflect, even on what the Christmas story means to us today. Life is not about our past defining us, but about how we will use our memories and our experiences in the future. How might God be calling you to use those past snapshots into the future? So today I ask, will you choose to sit and look at the candle of our life that got snuffed out by someone or something that took away our hope, our power, our agency? Or will we light it again under our own power, reignited by God's love? Maybe, just maybe, this miracle has just begun in you. God bless us, everyone.